the gorilla, the arm pushes down, and you can see Serena visibly straining against the down force with this force field. And as you're watching, you spot like cracks in the edge of the force field, and the force field shatters. And she is flung somewhere into the darkness.
Oh, that's great.
And the hand of this gorilla slams down over the top of the battle magus, of the pilot, right? Now, hold on real quick. Let's do a thing.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't somehow yeah. There's no stat for Monkey Punch in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's just a failing on your part.
Yes it is. You're not wrong. Hold on. Okay. And this guy is hurt that badly. Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Do we make Battle Mages jam by accident?
Well, you're not going to know until the hand moves again, so... Tink, is that your turn?
I mean, I still have two actions, I just have no idea what the hell to do
with them. That's a good point.
Issue your demands?
To who?
I think he's paced. And I'm kind of pissed at him. I was being all reasonable and good, and he all had to try and not do exactly what I wanted to, just because I threatened physical violence. And Serena's out of the way. Okay, I want to take the other monkey fist and slam it into the current monkey fist.
Jesus!
Alright. Yeah, that'll be another pilot roll there, Bob.
Excellent. Pilot rolls are awesome.
Alright, yeah, no, with the, like, the penalty for not having any idea what you're doing.
Oh, hold on a sec. 7. Still probably no.
No, that succeeds, so what are you doing?
Excellent.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know the thing like, that people who are... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Don't describe it.
I'm just saying, like, he's doing the thing where you take the one hand and you smash it into the other hand from the robot jocks.
Yes.
But there's an elf.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Well, also, I kind of assumed that I'd be on the back of that hand.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, too. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that would... Yeah, Tink will not try and smash Goro. That would be very uncool. He might... I guess at that point I would say I would like grab the wrist and try and press the hand down further. Just, but the intent here is fuck that guy. I don't like him.
Yeah, you have successfully secured this almost baseline human against the ground using a 4-foot-wide gorilla hand made out of some kind of magical metal. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Congratulations.
I love everything about that sentence.
Yeah, I'm sure that was exactly how we expected this to go. Cool. At this point...
To be clear, I expected you to be having a conversation by this point, so...
But he was a jerk.
Too funny.
Also, backstory. Inadvertently. It was the plot that made me do it.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
So... Like, this fight feels kind of done with, and fuck these assholes with these things. Is there, like, a self-destruct button or something around this thing?
That's a really good question. Yeah, roll me a notice or something as you're looking around.
Yeah, we're good. I'm great at notice.
Give me something you can't apply your burn to.
Damn.
All right. Okay. There's a lot of buttons. We're still not clear if Tink can read, like, human languages, right?
Yeah. That's fair.
Cool. Yeah, it's not clear. Maybe some. You look around, and yeah, there are a bunch of buttons, right? Why doesn't Tink just give me a straight up D6 roll? I'm curious.
Excellent.
Just roll a D6.
Excellent.
Okay. Nailed it.
Yep.
That'll be a one, yep, for those listening along at home. Yeah, you see a board of buttons, and they are all in mildly sinister shades of like red and purple. And they're, none of them are, they all have like runes labeled over the top of them in a language that you don't recognize.
Okay.
But there are some pictographs.
Excellent.
So
I just want to ask, should we assume that this robot is made out of non-organic material?
Yes. Yes.
So you could just delete the cockpit?
I'm still enjoying the destroy them with their own tools aspect of this year.
All right. So, Tink, we'll come back to that. You're taking a minute to survey your buttons. Serena's currently nowhere to be seen.
I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah, cool. Goro, you are hacking at the wrist of the machine that is holding down what may just be a fine paste of Battle Magus at this point. What are you doing?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to try to hack at a finger instead of the whole wrist.
Okay. Yeah, the music has taken a little bit of a turn for the disappointed.
yeah.
But it's still like it's still salvageable, right? Like we're holding it down for maybe an encore here. Yeah, give me your, since it's not going to move on you, why don't you just give me a damage roll against the finger, like the pinky on this hand.
I can just tell it to roll just damage.
If you can't, then that's fine.
Yeah.
We can disregard the fighting roll unless it's good enough to get you some bonus stuff, yeah, right?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better than a 10.
A lot better than a 10.
Almost three times better than a 10.
Alright, so here's the deal. Are you ready for this? You shook that pinky real hard. a 28 with your 10 AP. You managed to, you make contact with that pinky and you cut into it. And like you slice through the pinky specifically, right? And you, the music in your brain kicks up and there's and you feel the same scenario, right? You swing your sword in, it hits this like almost like a pillow fort, right? Of some sort of force field, and then it goes straight through that pinky finger and into the ground. And as that pinky, the first knuckle of that pinky that you just sliced off is falling towards the ground, you see it stop, hover for a split second, and then move back up to reattach itself.
What?
And the fingers, you can see it start to repair itself in front of you.
Well, I have two more attacks, so I might as well just keep on.
Great. Just keep the ring finger on it.
Yeah, so we'll use the vibro sword this time. Awesome. So that I can maintain full rolls. That's 29.
Okay, you managed to catch it right in the same crease, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, this time you catch it, you catch it in the same crease, and you give it like a little flick at the end, right? And bat it away. And it hits the grass and it rolls. And this pinky finger is still like, you know, the size of a can of tennis balls, right? It's still gigantic. And, but it's over in the grass. And there's the smell of like grass burning, like cooking from it, but it's off now. And that pinky, where that pinky came off, it is now the look of molten metal on the end of that pinky finger. You got another one. You want to take off another?
Do it.
Oh yeah, we might as well keep on going for it, sure.
Nope.
Only a 14.
Unfortunately, no. No, that does not get it done. Yeah. The third swing just can't make it through. There's nowhere to find purchase. There's no more. There's the pinky finger at this. Now she moved to the second knuckle. It's just too thick. We'll go through. All right. Cool. That brings up the gorilla mech. Now, Tink.
Yeah.
Remember how I talked about how those buttons were in. Glowing in sinister shades of red and purple.
Yep.
They suddenly all go blue.
Oh, that's good.
And the cockpit slams shut.
Oh, that's totally what I wanted it to do, so this is fine.
This sounds fine.
I don't know if the system has, like, a reflex save option, but...
I think it does, actually.
It's like an evasion roll or something, right?
Yeah. Where did I see something about that?
If you would like to bail from the craft before the thing closes, I will let you make an evasion roll. It's up to you.
Yeah, that seems like a no... Like,
okay.
Come on. Do you know how much havoc I should be able to cause inside this thing? Come on, I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. So that closes. The seat that you're currently on. Well, because you're sitting in like the pilot seat, right? I assume.
Yeah. Or standing in that area because Tink is relatively short.
Yeah. So that whole thing. Sort of collapses into you. Yeah. Whether you're sitting on it or standing up, it collapses into you. And you are stuck to it. Like, stuck to it.
Yeah.
And the there's a klaxon that starts sounding inside the cockpit, and there is a sound, or a voice comes over the internal comms that says, "Structure compromised, returning to platform," and everybody outside the mech, you see the hand come up off the turf, missing its finger. You see the body of this Magus underneath it. It's unclear the condition. That's not good, whatever it is, of this person.
Good. Ambush us.
And then you see the whole gorilla with an agility that is truly worrisome for a thing that has to weigh, like, tons. It pushes itself up onto its back feet, turns, and begins to run into the night.
Yeah.
So Tink just got monkey napped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is what's happening right now. That was the gorilla mech's turn. Albert doesn't do anything because this is not. He does not see this as his problem.
There's people I'm rooting for in this story, right?
Potentially.
The idea you are ostensibly working for Tolkien, which is the wizards. It turns out that the wizards you are, there is a good wizard in this scenario. She's not necessarily coming across that way, apparently, because of her reactions to player action. So we'll see about that. I would hope you're rooting for the teenager.
I mean, I have nothing against the teenager. Put it that way. They seem fine.
I feel like these teenagers are going to stab me in my sleep. That's where I am right now, I trust.
Well.
you just have a jaded view of hominids. That's the problem.
Every hominid I've encountered has either resisted being eaten or tried to kill me.
I was gonna say, don't you eat them sometimes? Like
only if I'm lucky.
I say we got over it. We got over it after our initial meeting.
Yeah, but I don't really consider you a monkey.
I know. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Oh, Gung just called Verdissi on one of the good ones.
I very carefully did not use any of those words.
All right. Speaking of Perdicion.
Hi.
Yeah, it was pretty visually impressive when this giant thing stood up, turned around over the top of you, and just started running the other direction at really high speeds. Like, some of you are pretty fast. This thing does, like, highway speeds.
Yeah, like, Perdicion would be, if he was had the capacity for it, he might be frightened. But that kind of got excised out, I think. So it's more just a, huh. Well, that happened. Serena's gone. The monkey is gone. Albert's standing there with his thumb up his ass. So I think Perdicion's action is, well, what are we aiming for? Let's go. V.
All right. Are you trying to get people loaded on the transport?
Yeah, go now. Okay. Well, we don't got time to fuck around.
All right. Yeah. You can get yourself on the transport for sure.
There's probably none of them. You can't at least maybe get on the transport.
Yeah. Could I like try and wave people over and just be like, yeah, that happened, but we don't got time. We don't have time to unpack all that. Let's go.
Can you just pick people up and do that?
I mean, yeah, you absolutely can do that.
Can you just pick people up to do that?
I guess he could be being.
No,
polite.
We're not going to that. I don't think people want to be touched right now. That's not the
thing. See, Perdicion has some sense of proper morals.
That's
not
amazing.
Morals, boundaries. That's boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Boundaries.
Yeah. It's also the fact that, like, he's probably, like, also, like, on edge and doesn't want to be touching people. Because, like, mm-hmm. He was like, am I going to have to put a fucking mage down?
Yeah.
Right now? And then she goes flying off in the night and it's like, okay, great, cool. Let's do something before she comes back and he's pissed and I do have to do something I'm going to regret.
I'm going to move out. I'm going to move out of combat rounds for just a second. The family, as Perdicion, like, starts waving people onto the get to the chopper, essentially, right? Yeah. The father looks out from around Goro's shield, as surveys the situation, clearly taking a second to take it all in. This is not a combat hardened individual. And then he decides, you can see a look in his eyes, that he decides that running towards the scary monster man is clearly the right option. So he, with his child in his arms, begins running forward into the transport.
Great. If anything tries to stop him, I will stop it.
Okay. Albert is sort of looking in the direction that Serena flew. And walking at a calm pace towards the vehicle.
That's good. He's doing what I want him to do. Close enough.
Alright, Goro and Gug, are you still on the back of Perdicion? Are you just, like, getting on the transport by default?
Sorry, I forgot the human word for it. What's hostages, but not that?
Refugees? Rescuees?
Rescuees. There you go. Are they aboard?
They're getting that way, yeah. They're probably going to be one of the first ones aboard if people aren't moving to beat them there.
I will happily assist them to board.
Okay. The dad is not freaked out by you, but he's not more freaked out by you than everything else around him currently, so, yeah.
He will... I'll I talked to him in his life. Like, I was nice and pleasant to him, right?
You were. He's a little shell-shocked at this exact moment, right? Like, that was a whole lot.
Yeah, it was a lot for me too, buddy. I lost my favorite not monkey. Second favorite not monkey? Third? I don't know. You're all very good.
Ow.
Dude, come with us and, like, we'll help you solve the problems that you've got. Like, I don't know what the problem is, but really, as long as you're... God, who's... What is his name? Edgar? Edward?
Albert?
Albert. I look for Albert.
Albert's walking back towards the vehicle, doing the equivalent of, like, staring into the middle distance. staring into the darkness where Serena probably went, and twirling his keys. In another situation, you could imagine him whistling.
Albert, your ex sucks.
It's like, well... Are you saying this to Albert?
Yes.
He'll give you a wry chuckle. And say, you're telling me. As he sort of opens the cockpit door and slides in and begins to fire up the aircraft.
So one more question about the situation. Like, did we misread the fact that this giant monkey was standing over your beloved Aether scooter?
He's going through the pre-flight stuff now, so he's starting to flip a bunch of levers and push a bunch of buttons. And without even turning to look at you, he says, honestly, pal, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. I want Albert to know that I like him more, but I don't know how to say that in monkey. So I'll change the color to acknowledge reptiles doing better with each other.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You are favorable color status.
Yes.
He seems to understand what you're getting at there. Yes.
Do you have a first aid kit?
Yeah. I think it's back towards the... It's in the cargo bag,
It's way the fuck away from me, dude.
Yeah, it's back there. It's back there. Yeah, there ought to be...
All right. I go, quote, back there looking for... I guess, whatever this back-ass water world has for medicine.
Okay. You find a medical kit, right? Like, it's probably about suitcase-sized, and it's full of things that are... I don't know what Vernulian medicine looks like, but this looks a lot like an Earth first aid kit... with some extra crystals and ointments in jars and things, right?
Yeah. Have I seen Podicion go through maintenance routines?
Yeah, I assume you've seen it a couple times before.
Okay, and, like, my understanding is that you just have to, like, think really hard about repairing and, like, not move.
Sometimes it's, like, he looks like he's trying to, like, patch himself up and, like...
Sorry, I'm being too loud.
Understandable. So sometimes it'll be that. Sometimes he'll make motions like he's patching himself up, like he's waving his hands over whatever piece has been crunched and scraped up, and when he finishes, it's fixed.
Alright, I try that.
You try that on the people?
On me. Himself. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, give me a medicine check there, Doug.
Healing.
Is that a healing skill?
Sorry.
Yeah, it is, in fact, a skill.
Yeah! -2,
which feels appropriate.
That was the wrong ointment, Gug.
Wait, am I at the risk of hurting myself? I now must ask.
If you critically fail, you can, but that was not a critical failure, thankfully.
Okay, cool.
Somehow that -2 is not a critical failure. Yeah. No, you, like, wrap yourself in some gauze. Like, you just, like, throw it over. Now you look like a tree that's been teepeed, but you're an octopus instead.
This is perfect.
All right. Real quick, Goro.
Yes.
Before, I'm assuming you're going to start moving towards the transport at some point. So if that's not the case, let me know. But
I haven't decided if I tried to hold on as the monkey robot ran away.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask you was that, and the other one was I had another thing. So first question, sure. Is that a thing you would like to do? Because I adore the idea that all of this has taken place, and suddenly everyone's like, wait a minute.
Where's Goro?
Where's the 9-foot tall, like, blender that we usually keep with us?
Yeah. I think I would try to still... I'm assuming I have enough conscious to realize that Tink is in there still, and that...
Mm-hmm.
They might need help. Yeah.
The evil has not been vanquished, right?
So yeah, I think I try to grab on before it dashed away.
All right, cool. You get a Benny for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, while I'm thinking about it, Tink, do you have any what they called that would make it more likely you do something stupid like get caught in the cockpit of a mech that belongs...
Stubborn?
Stubborn. I don't know if I buy stubborn, I'll be honest.
So, my goal at this point is to do as much damage to this fucking thing as possible. That was really the intention of why I stayed there. I'm going to try to break the fuck out of the inside of this thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about stubborn. We'll come back to that. All right. So, yeah. So, just to recap, the rescuees are on the plane. Medical attention is being applied to other people / Gugs. Perdicion is in repair mode. Albert is firing up the craft. Is anyone the least bit interested in the other two people in the scene? Or should I just move on and assume those threads are fine?
I obviously forgot one trade there.
Oh, take your Benny. God damn it. Yes. that is some Death Wish nonsense. Yes. Yes.
It would not be wise for me to go after Serena, so not it. Goro's not here, and Tink has been monkey-napped. So, like, Perdicion, do you want to go talk to Magic McBoom Lady?
Did you want me to do that? Like, Serena's shown back up? Is that what I'm hearing? Or go fight
her? No, she's gone. At least not immediately visible. The only other person here that the probably but not guaranteed corpse of the Magus is on the ground, and nobody decided they want to do any of that, and that's fine. That dude can sit there. If we're ready to go, Albert's like firing it up and ready to go.
Albert,
look,
I wish I was there. No, just so I can do this, Gug. I made all of that effort to make you a meal, and you're gonna let it sit there.
I just realized that I could go eat that guy, so don't worry, I will, but I have to let Perdicion do this first.
Perdicion at this point, I think he looks out tonight, like he saw Serena, and he's like, I think we can let her figure her own way back if she doesn't make it in time.
I forgot something outside, I'll be right back.
what did you miss? What did you forget?
Doggy bag.
And you just this audible sigh from Perdicion.
Never mind that result. You go to this battle magus, and dude is broken and beaten and bloody. His armor has been cracked and is falling off of him in places. There's some, like, part of his gear that's sparking a little bit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And as you sort of loom over him...
There will be no looming. I'm going okay. to grab a leg with a tentacle and drag him back towards the craft.
Okay, cool. You do that. Yeah, you can drag him back to the craft.
I drag him back to the craft. I drag him on board. I leave him by the entrance, but he's on the bus.
Okay. When you drag him in, Albert will... what are you planning on doing with that?
Pizza to go.
Okay. All right. Well, we're all on the bus.
If and when Gug decides to feast, he's going to make sure that he shields the other people from that.
I don't actually think I eat this guy, but I don't want it to seem like I've lost my malicious allure.
I do love how Albert, like, you could practically hear Albert say, I ain't touching that. Be like, nope.
He doesn't seem super happy about it, you bringing it on, bringing this person on, because that is a huge mess. Like, huge mess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just blood all over his, like, the carpet of the bus, I guess. I don't even know. So... Yeah, Albert finishes pre-flight, begins to hover the vehicle, takes it up, and takes off.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Now We Ride, metal version by Alexander Nakarada. Outro music is Shadow Rain, also by Alexander Nakarada. Nakarada's music can be found on freestockmusic.com, on Bandcamp, and on creatorchords.com. Nakarada can also be found on YouTube and Patreon at anakarada. Rifts is a role-playing system published by Palladium Books. Savage Worlds and this game's Savage Rifts combination is owned and published by Pinnacle Entertainment. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associated copyright holder.